I didn't even hear what you said.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Late Night Girl. How you feeling? How you feeling, Jen?
I'm doing good. How was your week? I hear you have a lot going on. How was your week?
You know what? My week was just fabulous. Thank you, darling. There is, so much that happened over the weekend. I mean, I was in Philly one day. I was in Jersey the same day. Came back to Connecticut for a day and then went right back to New York City and Queens for a day at the spa with my girls. So let me tell you, this was just an awesome weekend, fun-filled, took care of a lot of business as well. I was at the Glam Empowerment Conference. And for those of you that may not know what the Glam Empowerment Conference is, it stands for God's Ladies Anointed for Ministry. So it's a women's conference, which is really, really, really the bomb. I connected with so many great women. I'm really excited about that. I always, always love that. And, yeah, so I think it was just a great place to be. And you know how sometimes when you're like, when you know you're supposed to be in a certain place, it's like the perfect place to be and, like, just positive things are happening. And then it's like right after, something, like, negative will come about, like flat tires.
Right.
And it seems like, oh, my God, like, why is this happening? Because all this great stuff just happened, and then bam, like now all this other negative stuff is trying to drain and take away from all the positivity that you just had and all this wisdom and knowledge you just got, and it wants to, like, turn your attitude around and bring you down after that, you know, and feel like it wants to make all that null and void, like it never happened. It's just a distraction, I think, from the enemy is what I call it. But I'm not about to let anybody distract me. I kept myself focused. I stayed positive, and I'm like, you know what? Things happen. I came out here for a reason, and you know, even promoted for my conference coming up, the Bad Girls Conference, Blessed and Delivered, on Saturday, August 29th. So if you are in the New Haven area, make sure that you please, please, please come down, come up, wherever you're coming from, and, you know, join me and other beautiful young women of God who are doing great things. We're being successful. We are encouraging one another. We're having great intimate talks about real things in real life. So come and connect with us. Come and share with us. Trust me, you're going to love the speakers and the performers that we have as well. So I hope to see you, ladies. And Jen, I hope to see you there, too. Yay!
Yay!
That was a mouthful. Yeah. Woo, yes, it was.
But definitely, I do.
Go ahead.
Definitely, I do agree with you. I'm very optimistic, like, no matter what the situation is. If something doesn't go my way, like, something simple, like I missed a train and I'm going to be late for work or something, I always see it like, all right, that train has a sick passenger, and it was going to delay me more, so I got to catch the next one, so that's why I didn't catch it. Or, you know, like, I just think of something crazy like that, but I'm like, okay, it was a good thing. I can't see it now, but it's a good thing. So that's always just being positive. And I can't wait for the Bad Girls Conference. Yeah.
I can't wait either. I was in the nail salon today, too, getting my nails done. I'm going to go to Mika. I'm so sad because she's leaving me soon. And I was telling this lady who just got her nails done. I was like, make sure you check out the conference if you're not doing anything on, you know, the 29th of August. And she's like, oh, this is your conference? I was just looking at this the other day and telling Tamika, like, I'm considering it. And she was like, you know what? Now that I met you, I think I really am going to come. So I was like,
Cool.
I was in the right place at the right time. Sometimes it takes, like, people meeting you and for them to make that decision. Like, if they connect with you in a certain way, they're like, okay, now that I see you, all right, I like you, I think it's great, I'll come and support. And that's why, you know, I am getting out there in people's faces, visiting salons, barbershops, wherever, you know, just to be in people's faces so they know who I am and I'm personable. Hey, I want you to come and support this event. and join other women like myself. So I think it's really important if you're promoting something and you have a product too, get out there, go meet people, get in their faces and let them know who you are. Sometimes they just need to put a face with the name and they feel more comfortable that way. And so that's what I'm doing. Speaking of,
I agree with that.
In front of people's faces, tomorrow I'm going to be in the city, Jen. we got our days mixed up. I was supposed to be in the city today. So that didn't happen. I was waiting on my sign. I'm really excited about this. So I wanted to pick up my sign. Remember, I told you I made this sign from Staples, poster, laminated. Whew, that thing cost me way more than I thought, though. You know how they got the fine print? See, it was one price, laminated. It was like $19.99 in big black bold letters. But then it had the real small fine print. If you want it mounted and laminated, it said $45. $45? So I wasn't, no, it was $42. But guess what, though? Girl, it was $42 extra. I was like, what? Girl, they really got me. They got me. I was like, I thought it was $42. No. Right. That is like, no, that's $42 extra. I'm like, are you serious? What? Extra? Like, that needs to be in bold right there. Extra $42. Well, you know what? I saw it. I liked it. It was worth it. I was like, well, that sign ain't never leaving my side. Ever, ever, ever. Ever, ever, ever. And I'm glad I got eliminated because even if it rains, you can just wipe it off and it won't get wet. It won't mess up the sign.
So I was like, sign for life.
I'm telling you. And when I pulled it out, you know, looking at it at the Staples, and I pulled it out, and the ladies was like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Congratulations. I was like, what are they talking about? And I was like, oh, yeah, it says, have you read my book? Duh.
And then tell them what you're using it for.
Yeah, oh, no, I did, and I gave you my info. So I'm like, there you go.
No,
promotion already. You know, so this sign is going to definitely capture some attention.
What
really
are you using the sign for? Tell everybody else.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah,
tell them. All right, on here. All right. So yeah, I can go tell the people in the store. So tomorrow I'm going to the city. Probably going to go to maybe Central Park, Times Square, just anywhere where it's busy. And I'm going to promote my book. I have a sign that says, have you read my book? Question and an exclamation mark. And then it has the cover of the book, which I'm really happy because it shows it really clear and pretty in color. Excuse me. And then it has my website underneath that. And then it has @MarieToBe, which is most of my social media. Actually, all of my social media handles is @MarieToBe. So people can know they can follow me, and I'll let them know. But I'm also going to approach people, especially if they make eye contact with me, and I see them looking at the sign. And I'm like, hey, have you read my book, The Girly Girl Guide? Or start some conversation, and then hopefully sell as many copies as I possibly can. Be out there hustling like those people be selling CDs. Well, I got my book. Something way more positive than those rap CDs. I'm just saying. So if you're in New York City tomorrow, listen, follow me on Periscope because you can watch me live do this. I'm going to log on to Periscope. People, Periscope is cool. I've only been on there for like a week and a half now. I love Periscope already. It has allowed other people in other countries even to find out about who I am. So this has been great. I've had people from Brazil, Argentina, Canada log in, and they're like, hey, what's up from here or there, and, you know, what's your website? How can I get more information on you? So I'm loving that. It allows them also to ask me questions while I'm streaming live. So it's almost like reality TV, but they can talk to me right through there, through the chat, and I can just answer their questions right on the spot, which is even better. So get on Periscope. Jen, you got to get on Periscope because there's a lot of great people out there on Periscope. That I can, you know, share with you things and follow them and see their daily messages and live streams, which is cool. Like, I was like, And the person that actually turned me on to Periscope, I mean, he's huge. Like, he's been on the Today Show. Actually, that's who I was on the Today Show with when I went with the Never Settle Club in New York City. You should probably join them, too. It's a free group of entrepreneurs and people that are doing, like, really great things in business. And, you know, we share ideas and things like that. We help promote one another. And once we had gotten to be on Good Morning? Did I say? Not Good Morning America. The Today Show.
Today Show?
Right there. Yep, right there in New York City. which was awesome. Mario Armstrong is pretty cool. So today he was doing a live Periscope, and he's been going. He's actually like from Baltimore, so he actually takes the train in just about every other day to New York, and he does these live Periscopes where he actually goes and talks to people on the street. So I was like, okay. I told him, I said, listen, Mario, I'm going to be in New York City taking it to the streets. I'm trying to be like you, LOL. And so I told him I'd promote my book. He was like, oh, wow. He was like, at Marita Beef. He was like, DM me, inbox me on Twitter. And he was like, let's try to connect tomorrow. So that would be awesome because he's got thousands and thousands of followers. And it would be great. I've already met him twice in person. He and his wife,
amazing.
They're like the bomb business couple, and how they like went from broke to nothing to now like making plenty of money. He's about to have his own TV show. They're working out the details now, called The Never Settle Show. So yeah, Mario and his wife are doing some really, really amazing things. And it would be lovely if we can do a live Periscope tomorrow with him talking about my book. That's what I'm really trying to get. So
that would be awesome. And I love hearing stories like that about, like, power couples and doing things together. I think that's kind of great.
Oh, my gosh. I am talking about, this is what I want. This is definitely what I want, and I know that I'm going to get. I have to be with somebody. We got to be a power couple. We just have to. We have to be one. I don't care where he is right now. We are going to be a power couple, and that's just how it's going to be. And this is kind of, this is going to kind of tie in with our subject on tonight. For those of you just tuning in, we will be talking about, oh, boy, what are we talking about? No. For real, what we're talking about is gold diggers, basically. So the subject is, I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but you know the rest. You know that Kanye song, right? But I ain't necessarily no broke. Yeah. We want to get more into this in just a minute, though, because I want to hear some people's opinions on this. Like, we want to discuss the difference between being a gold digger and a woman who just simply won't settle for less, is what I think. Yeah, so call in 323-792-2900 in just a minute, and then we will get right into it, because let me tell you, there ain't nothing but to do it. Get right into it. Think about this, people. We want to hear your thoughts on this subject. So, Jen, tell us, what was your weekend like? Anything interesting?
My weekend was kind of cool. Let me see. On Saturday, I did a New York City water fight in Central Park, and it was a lot of fun, actually.
I meant to ask you about that because I seen you with a water gun in your hand.
Yeah. I went with, like, a bunch of my cousins, and it was a lot of fun. Like, just random people, if you have a water gun and you're walking through that designated area, you're getting wet. So it was, you know, we got attacked, we got some people, it was pretty cool. One of my cousins thought she was like Tomb Raider, she was like climbing walls and jumping things. I was like, too much, but it was a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, I was with you, Marita. We went to Spa Castle in Queens, and we had a lot of fun there too.
We did.
Dinner. And that was cool. Spa Castle was interesting. And then dinner was great, but that was my weekend.
The Uncle Key, that was a good place. That was my first time going. It was cool. That loud music in the beginning, though, like it was a club right in the middle of daylight. Like, that was not cool. That DJ, whoever he was, oh, my God, don't ever do that again. But no, it was, like, uncomfortable. Like, you couldn't even talk, nothing. I'm like, this is dinner time. Like, this is not, we are not at the club right now.
Yeah, the sun is so out. I'm like, wait, this is too much.
Yeah, that bothered me. Like, if I wasn't with y'all and I was by myself, I'd be like, look, y'all turn this down or I'm leaving. Like, what? Okay, like, seriously, that just was not cool. So I'm over here. I'm, you know, this is a little bit into my business right now, but I mentioned earlier that I was getting my nails done, right? So I've been having issues every time I get my nails done. A day later, I would start to itch, and I would have an allergic reaction. So first we did the non-whatever primer. It's supposed to be like non-harsh, non-harmful, non-burning primer.
Non-itching and all that.
Non-itchy and non-burning primer. So that didn't work. We thought that was the thing because I was itching and burning. My fingers were. And then my eyes would turn red. So I'm like, okay. So now, this time, We didn't even put primer on at all because they say that's the strongest thing in, you know, the whole acrylic nail mix, like the primer. So today I went and she just kind of like glued my nails with gel. She did this whole gel thing to make the nail stick and everything. So we're praying, one, that it doesn't lift, and also because primer is what keeps the acrylic and stuff on your nails. So we just did this whole gel thing, and then so far so good. And also just praying that I don't start itching and my fingers don't swell up and my eyes are red. Because let me tell you, Sunday is Tamika's going away party, and I can't have red eyes and people think I'm crying. I'm just going to be like, you know, well, I'm so sad. Tamika's leaving, so you know I've just been crying all day. But, oh, my gosh, like, you have no idea. So right now, though, I don't know if it's me feeling paranoid or whatnot. Like, my fingers aren't itchy. But, like, I'm, like, scratching a little bit all over, like, my body just a little bit. Like, I like, my leg will start itching. My hair didn't. So,
it's in your mind. It's in your mind.
But I'm like, shoot, why my head? Why I'm scratching my head like that? Now my arm, then my toe. Like, random places around my body is starting to itch my leg. Like, so, you know, in the show, like, scratching a little bit, like, okay. That's nothing. As long as my finger's not itching right now, I'm good. As long as my eyes don't turn. But the true test is I will know by tonight, like later tonight or like early in the morning. Usually it happens overnight and I wake up to itchy and swollen fingers. So, yes, y'all, pray with me that I don't get this anymore. Because then after this, I don't know what to do. That means it's not the primer. That means I just can't get nails done anymore. Like, are you serious? Like, no.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
I can't have that happen. Like, I want my nails.
I think okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I really hope so. Well, listen, people, we're going to get right into this subject, but we're going to be right back. We're going to play a song, L. Varner's Cold Case. I haven't heard this one in a minute. Yeah, she's talking about love. Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful... I think there's a bad word, but that's to sum up. Listen, though, call in to the show 323-792-2900 if you want to weigh in on this topic tonight. And we'll be right back. Got this case on my hands that I can't claim. But I've been gathering all that I can. One of those things that I must understand. Thank you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was Elle Varner, Cold Case.
And let's get right into our topic on tonight. For those of you just tuning in, I'm your girl, Marisa. And
yes.
Tonight's topic is, I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but let's get into that because, you know, this is a very interesting thing. You know, a lot of men, I think, are very quick to say that women are gold diggers because we want certain things. They say we want money. We're high maintenance. We want dinner. You know, I'm like, really? That makes us a gold digger? Just because take us to dinner? Like, are you serious right now? So I think that people overuse that word or they just misuse it. You know, I think that's a lazy bum's excuse when they just don't want to spend any money and they're cheap anyway. I mean, we've talked about this in the past, but, you know, I'm an old school type of girl. You know, I grew up down south.
Oh, me too.
And I was just always taught that a man is supposed to take care of his woman. And especially if you ask a woman out and you take her out on a date, then they are expected to pay. I am not about to take another man out. It has to be that he's already taken me out several times. And then I don't mind treating if I want to do something nice for him. Then, you know, I don't mind doing that, especially if he's a good man and he is my man at that point. But aside from that, no, I've just always, you know, have been taught that a man is going to take care of you. And, you know, it's very nice. And even when I do offer, sometimes the man is like, no, the right man. He's like, you do not have to come. Girl, you don't put that wallet back and you don't put that
right
back. It doesn't matter. But nowadays, I've run across some men that it's just like, they'll let you pay for them. Matter of fact, they might ask you for some sneakers. They might ask you for dinner every day. They're going to ask you. I'm like, what?
Oh, my goodness, I can't.
They're asking you for everything, and they don't have any shame with it. I'm like, come on now. Like, and, oh, let me just be clear, though. I am not the one to take advantage of anybody. Whether it be a guy or a girl, I'm not going to take advantage of you. But if we're together or you're somebody that you're trying to court me, and people don't even do that anymore. But anyway, it's a whole other story. But if you are interested in me, I at least need you to be somewhat financially stable and somewhat be able to bring something both financially and spiritually to the table, other than all your baggage and other than all your kids that you might have or whatever else you might have going. So I'm just saying, if you are able to help out financially, then that's a huge help because when we come together, you've got to be able to put together something without me getting a second job either. Like, I'm not about to go get a second job. I'm just not about to do that. So that's just me. Other people might do it. I'm not going to go get a second job. If anything, you're the man and you go get a second job. You can hold three jobs so I can keep
right.
my one. Like, I might have my side hustles like I always do, which is great. But I'm not going to officially get more than one job. Like, I'm trying to quit the first job, so I'm not going to.
I get you.
And that's just my take on it. What do you feel about this whole thing, Jen?
So my whole thing is like this. When I was younger, like, let's say early 20s, even mid-20s, whatever, I would deal with someone who is trying to make it, because we're both trying to make it, you know, like trying to set our careers straight and probably not making that
right.
much money or whatever. I could deal with someone like that. And we're both doing it together. It's all good. But now that I am in my 30s, you know, I'm like, all right, I made it to a certain level. I need to be with someone who's also made it to a certain level. I'm not trying to babysit or take care of nobody. You know, that may be wrong on my part. I don't know. But I just feel like we both got to be kind of on a similar level. And if you're trying to make it higher, I'll definitely take you there. You know, we could both do this together. But I'm not, I can't be with someone who I have to take care of. Because like you said earlier, I'm very old-fashioned. I was raised extremely old-fashioned where the man is the provider and the woman is the woman. And I am more than a woman. So the man has to be the provider. And the provide and protect, that's what I was taught. That man's supposed to provide and protect, you know. And so that's what I need from a man. And if you can't do that, you know, then we're not for each other. There's someone for you. But once you hit 30, my people, I believe if you haven't made it, if you're still not doing
certain things where you're still kind of struggling, you're not applying yourself enough. That's how I feel.
Right.
And although things are perfect with me right now, but it's still, like, not bad, you know, like, it's not crazy. But I'm just saying, it's like, if you're in your 30s and you're working at McDonald's, like, what happened? You know, that's just what I'm
right.
saying. And I hope I don't offend anyone with this, but I'm just saying.
I think that, like, you know, there might be some exceptions. Like, you know, things happen. Somebody lost their job. They got laid off, and they're just like, okay, desperate. Like, right away, they need to find something quick. So they're like, they need to keep the kids. Great. Then they got that McDonald's job, but they're not staying there at that McDonald's job. Because, one, McDonald's job, minimum wage. What is that going to help you? Like, it's really, especially if you got kids, you got to take them kids to the babysitter and all this other stuff. Then you're spending out more money than you actually bring it in.
Well, here's my thing. I'm very tough on people because I've been through some stuff myself. I've lost my job. I've been at a point where I didn't have anything, and I picked myself up right away. I wasn't sitting there. I didn't get a McDonald's job. I wasn't even looking for a McDonald's job. You know, like, I was like, all right, I need to make it back to where I'm at. So I'm going all the way up here. I'm going to try up here. I'm not going to start from the bottom and move up. I know I can make it there. Even if I don't even have everything that I need to make it up there, I'm going to try. And it worked out for me. So I feel like if you apply yourself, you'll make it happen. Because I, like I said, I've been to the bottom where I had nothing and no one. And I build myself up. Actually, it happened twice to me. So it's like, I don't want to hear no excuses. I don't believe in that. If I could do it twice,
right.
then, you know, I don't want to hear, 10 years ago this happened, then, and you're not doing enough. If it was 10 years ago or 5 years ago, like, make it work, you know.
And you know what, though, about you, like, you know, I've been there, you know, when you were going through your hard times and things like that. And I will say that most people are not like you, girl. You got a lot of ambition and, you know, people need that drive. You know, I just definitely think that, yes, if they apply themselves, they could definitely get out of that stump that they're in, like, no matter what. And but just some people give up so quickly and feel like, oh, that's the end of the world for me. And they want people to feel sorry for them. But I'm like, no, since that's been you. Get back up from where you were. I'm like, okay, this girl ain't playing. Like, she.
Aw, thanks, girl.
Yeah, seriously, you're definitely strong. You're a go-getter, and everybody just doesn't have that mentality, which is the problem because maybe they don't have anybody, like, in their corner either pushing them. Maybe they just haven't been taught, like, this is what you do. You don't just stay there and get stuck and, like, settle for welfare or whatever else you're on. Just because if I was on welfare, that doesn't mean I'm going to stay there, like, you know, circumstances,
right.
if they had to happen, like, you might be in for a quick minute, but you got to figure out how are you going to move from there, because that really, that's only supposed to be there as a transition period, I feel. Like, people don't
right.
get on welfare, they look forward to that, like, oh, I'm going to just have so many kids and whatever, and I know I can get on welfare, they lean on that. You're not supposed to lean on that. It's supposed to be, like, something to help you, and you're supposed to move up out of that. Oh, man, we're always
right.
But listen, also, I feel like, real quick, like, a person always doesn't have to be on my level right away. But if I see potential
right.
and I know that they're making their way up, like, I might give them a chance because I'm like, all right, they're doing things. I see them working their way up. Then I might think about it and be like, okay. But then there's also a time limit on that. So it's like,
right,
that don't
exactly.
be like forever. Especially depending on how old they are. I'm like, okay, maybe by next year, if they still in the same spot, then we're going to have to move on because I can't do this. Like, what do they think? Like, I'm trying to have a kid and get married by now. Like,
basically. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to have ambition. You can't be like, something happened to me 5 years ago and you're still here. That means you're not doing enough. So that means you're not for me because I need someone who has ambition, who it happened to them 5 years ago, but look where they are now. You can't take that much long to get yourself up. But basically, exactly what you're saying. I agree.
Absolutely. For any of our live listeners, you know, we've only got 20 seconds, but we're going to just keep on going because we don't want to abruptly try to, like, rush the show. So it may, like, stop live for you, but the show will keep going on, and it'll be recording, so you can just actually just click back on the link when we're done to listen to the archive and show the extended version, just so you know, in case you're listening live and it drops. Okay, so we're going to hang up. That's what happened. But, no, you know what? You're absolutely right. People definitely have to want to do for themselves. And you know what? I've been listening on Periscope, been watching some of her videos, and I actually met her this past weekend at the GLAM Empowerment Conference. Her name is Real Talk Kim. I don't remember her real last name, but she's a pastor. She's real funny, cool, white woman.
Not that race matters, but I just had to say that because she is like this funky white lady who also makes me think she's black on the inside. I don't know why. I feel like every time I hear her, and she's really cool. She can sing. Like, she's, yeah, I liked her whole personality. I bought one of her T-shirts. Matter of fact, you see my God's Girl T-shirt that I have with the glitter? That's her T-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, she's one of those.
Oh,
so
that's cute.
I have to see it once. Yeah. So, and her business is called, or her ministry is called Conquering Hail and High Heels. So she's a pastor.
Yes,
I know. I love it. I was like, Conquering Hail and
High
Heels. I love it. Girl. I love it. And she had on, like, the cutest tutu with the God's Girl T-shirt and, like, heels on. And I was like, you know what? That's what I'm talking about. Like,
she sounds awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I just love her. And so one of the things that she had said, too, people are waiting for their better half, you know. She was like, no. Stop saying that you're waiting for your better half. She was like, you need to be whole before you find somebody.
Exactly.
Two wholes need to come together, not two halves. Two wholes. Both of you need to be whole in everything. And then y'all will be ready for one another when you find that that person that God has for you. So I just thought that was interesting because I do hear people all the time saying, I'm just waiting on my better half. Mm-mm. You need to go find your other half. You need to get your other half together. And
right.
Make sure that you're 100% whole and complete for the next person, because that's how God is going to bring him to you, as a whole, not as a half.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, and that was great to hear her say that. And she also had this little talk about being single over 30 and, like, kind of how to deal with that. Because what she married before.
Actually.
Yep, she was married before, and she got a divorce, and now she's married again, but it happened to her in her 30s when she got a divorce and she thought, like, life was over kind of thing. And, yeah, so she said at that time she was only a half, and now God made her whole, and that's when she found, like, the person that she was really supposed to be with. And she was a nice, cool story. So, yeah, and she has a book called Beautifully Broken. I think that's the name of it, Beautifully Broken.
Oh. Wait,
yeah,
that sounds really, really familiar. Wait a second. I think I came across the book. That sounds really, really familiar. I'm going to have to look that
yeah.
up.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wait. I think I do have that book.
Sorry,
go
ahead.
You have it?
Really?
I think so, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, but I know I said I was going to get that, but I got so many other books that I need to read. I also, if you guys, you know, now that we're talking about this real quick, if you guys are looking for something else to read, I picked up A Trailblazer State of Mind by Carla R. Cannon. A Trailblazer State of Mind. Now, I heard her speak, and her talk was awesome. She's from, I think it was South Carolina. So I can't wait to read this book as well amongst the other books that I have on my list, but I might push this one up. And I loved her testimony, her story, and we can talk about that more offline. It was pretty cool, and I got to meet her, and I'm like, where are all these women, like, especially, like, these preachers and these women of gospel? And see, that's what I wanted to bring about with the Bad Girl Conference, because you do not have to look like an old church lady to love God and go to church and attend services.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, or even if you're a minister or an evangelist, you know, you don't have to look like an old woman. Like, these were women wearing tutus and pink and had pearls on. And they had, like, their pink shirts and women, they had pink and gray shirts on. They all matched, like, her crew, like, women
that's
of standard.
Cute.
And I was like, and they had the funkiest high heels on. I was like, oh, heck no, I want those. I was like, girl, those are my mom. I love them. I was like, those are all fleek. And we don't even say fleek anymore. But I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. They got style, they're fashionable, they're cool, they talk positive, they love God, and that's what a bad girl is all about, being blessed and delivered and having it all. Like, that is how you should be. I really wish I could bring one of them to the conference. Yeah, maybe next year I can work on bringing one of these awesome women to the
that
conference.
Sounds great.
I have to get one of them here. Yeah, so that'll be on my roster. But we've got some phenomenal women that will be, that is on the roster for this year. Okay, well, listen, any parting words, anything else we leave out, Jen? Because I don't know.
Well, I'm going to put the two things we kind of spoke about today about, like, basically cold digging, like, not dealing with a broke guy, and what your friend said about, you know, being ho. So basically, do for yourself. Make sure that you got yourself going on and yourself together before you find someone, and don't get someone who is kind of struggling just like you. You know, one thing my grandmother always said, she said, if you're really looking for somebody, you'll find them when you're not looking, and just busy yourself with yourself. Like, make sure you have yourself together, and that person will come along. And I always,
right.
I always took that advice, and I found that, like, always very important. Like, I always make sure, like, you know, I'm working on my career or school or whatever, and then, you know, like, that attracts the right kind of man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's what you're looking for. So that's all.
Great. I like that. Definitely. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this week's show as we talked about I Ain't Saying I'm a Gold Digger, and I hope you enjoyed it. Listen, you can always go back and listen to our shows if you want to repeat or share. Our episodes are always available on demand, blogtalkradio.com/girl-to-girl-radio. And what else? I think that's it. Listen, if nobody, I mean nobody, told you that they loved you on this week or today, just know that we love you. Right,
we do.
Absolutely. We love you so much. But more importantly, God does too. Thank you for tuning in each and every Tuesday. Listen, be sure to follow us on the Late Night Girls Facebook page, okay? Come on, follow us. If you're listening and you like us, follow us, send us messages and say, hey, some of you do, because we get some crazy messages both from God and from the women, though, too. We don't want to hear it just because y'all think we're cute. Okay. So, thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Yeah.
See you next week. Bye
now. All right, all right, all right.
Bye.